Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. It's not A to Z, it's A to Z because we're Australian. And so we're talking about the letter A today. We've taken your favorite textbook, open it up to the index. And what's the term today?
It is abductor digiti minimi muscle / tendon.
Adductor?
Abductor.
Oh, abductor.
Digiti.
Digiti.
Minimi.
Minimi.
Muscle.
Muscle.
/ tendon.
/ tendon. Wow.
Well, not slash in the tendon.
Oh, okay, good.
Just muscle and tendon.
Abductor digiti minimi, abductor digiti minimi, abductor digiti minimi, abductor. Oh, that like I was trying
backfired.
To. Nope. All right, let's just not bother with that.
Keep going.
Okay.
All right, so this particular muscle is found in two locations.
Oh,
hand and foot.
It's got the same name.
Yeah.
Abductor digiti minimi, abductor digiti minimi.
And you could also chuck in quinti at the end if you wish.
Why? What's that mean?
Quinti.
Four? What?
Five. Close.
Quin.
Quattro is four.
Ah. Quad,
yeah, quinta.
Uno, due, tre, quattro, cinque.
Or un, dos, tres, quattro, quinta.
Go on.
Anyway, it's five. It's five.
Yeah. I don't know Spanish. I know Italian.
I need to brush up my Spanish.
Yeah, okay.
So, fifth. So, basically, this muscle... There's not really much information on the tendon, but it kind of just goes hand in hand with the muscle, right? It's
yeah.
just where the muscle okay, attaches to
good
the bone.
Pun. Hand yep. in hand, yeah.
You like that?
Very nice.
Hand and foot. So the abductor we've covered basically means to take away.
As in the action.
Yeah, the action.
Abduction, okay.
Digiti refers to digit.
Yeah.
Okay. Minimi, small digit. And that's right. probably where you bring in the quinti as well, the fifth digit.
Oh, okay. So this is the fifth finger, so the pinky.
Yeah.
And it abducts the pinky.
Correct.
And it's a small muscle.
Yes.
And is that all you need to know?
And the same goes with the foot.
Right.
It's the...
Is it called the pinky of the foot?
The small toe.
The small toe, yeah.
Or we'll call it the fifth digit. Call it the fifth digit for both the hand and the foot.
Yeah, makes okay? sense.
All right.
So first would be thumb.
Yes, that's right.
Fifth would be pinky.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. So let's quickly do insertion's origins.
Yeah.
I won't spend too much time on it. So you could say for the hand, we'll start with the hand. If you look at your hand and look at the palmar surface.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a nice smooth on because that's what happens when you don't do manual labor for 40 years.
Okay. Thank you. So you can see the base of your thumb. That's yes. called the thenar eminence.
All right.
Thenar just means ball of thumb.
Okay.
Okay. But if you go across to the other side, there's also another ball.
Right.
That's the hypothenar.
Right.
Okay. Now there's a group of muscles in there. I think there's three in total. This muscle is the most superficial of that group. So if you go to the outer portion of that bun, like
so, Matt's pointing out. So you got your pinky finger. Go down from the pinky finger to the bottom of the palm of your hand on that lateral surface side.
You can sort of feel. Well, it's actually the medial surface.
Oh, yeah, it would be the medial surface, yeah.
So you can feel that kind of ball-like.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a bunch of muscles in there.
Three muscles. Yep. This muscle of today, abductor digitorum minimi, is on the lateral part of it.
Right.
Okay. So basically...
You mean most medial.
Oh, yes. Okay. So origin, where does it insert? Well, it inserts at the floating bone of your carpals. That's right. A pisiform.
Excuse me?
The pisiform.
I don't drink anymore, man.
P.
All right.
P bone.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And also the tendon, which is known as the flexor carpi ulnaris. Wow. So that's kind of where it originates. And then it will go to the base of the proximal phalanx of the fifth.
Right, so the bottom of the pinky.
Yeah, but when you look at your phalanges, usually besides...
Can you please stop looking at my phalanges?
Beside your thumb,
yeah,
there's usually three. So there's a distal, a middle, and a proximal.
And so you said this one goes to the proximal? Yep. The base of the proximal.
Base of the proximal.
Right. Yep. So the very bottom of the pinky.
Yep.
And it goes from the wrist or the carpal.
Yeah, the pisiform and that ulnaris tendon to that.
All right. Yep.
So it's kind of the outer margin or the medial margin, as you said.
Yeah.
So that really, for this, basically just abducts the pinky.
So if I were to have my hand open, but all the fingers together. Mm. And, you know, like Spock would be, you know, what's he say, live long and prosper. And he sort of just abducts at the third and fourth finger.
Yep.
If you did that but abduct at the fourth and fifth finger, that's going to be digiti minimi, bidaba, hitaba.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. What's it called, sorry?
The abductor.
Yeah.
Digiti minimi. Oh, quinti you can just add, but it's not usually used anymore.
Okay.
So if you would resist that movement, that would test the functionality of the muscle.
Right. Okay, cool.
Okay. Now quickly do the foot. Basically the same plantar surface. If you look at the superficial plantar group of the bottom of your foot, the same kind of thing. This is the most outer.
Medial.
Yep.
So inner.
No, what's actually going to be outer in your foot because it's...
Oh, yeah, because you can't...
Your foot's rotated.
Yes, you're right. So, okay, so this one's the most lateral aspect of the ball of your foot.
That's right.
Right.
So this one also abducts, but it does a little bit of flexion or possibly assists with the flexion of your small toe. Oh, yeah. Okay, and also helps to stabilize your foot with balance.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I'm trying to abduct my pinky toe... My fifth toe.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have the same dexterity in your feet as your hands.
You're kidding me? I do all my drawing with my feet.
Well, it's possible. It's possible, but it takes work.
That's right.
Now, a couple of clinical points that we can bring into these muscles.
Sure.
Okay, the first one is known as Baxter's nerve entrapment or Baxter's neuropathy. This is referring to the foot.
Right. Baxter being the dog Will Farrell's in.
The surgeon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So basically if you were to look at the foot and ankle, heel pain is the most common presentation of problems that goes wrong with the foot and ankle. Okay. Now the most common cause of heel pain is plantar fasciitis.
Mm.
Now 20%, it's argued 20% of plantar fasciitis is caused by this neuropathy, which is very simply is as your tibial nerve comes down kind of your...
tibia? Is it tibia?
Yeah, it's going to be in that region, but near your calf, it kind of goes around the medial malleolus of your tibia, goes through a tunnel called the tarsal tunnel. And as it pops out, it kind of branches into the medial and plantar nerve, but there is one nerve called... Of the lateral plantar nerve called the inferior calcaneal, and that's also called the Baxter nerve. Sometimes that will get entrapped or crushed in a fascia, and that can cause problems, and that will innervate the digiti minimi of the toe.
Brilliant.
So that's one. Okay. Then you go to the hand. The hand, basically, it's almost the equivalent of same nerve entrapment, but this one is called cyclist palsy. Have you heard of that one?
Never.
So.
I don't run a bike.
Basically, yeah.
I ride a unicycle.
Cyclists that spend a lot of time on the bike, they can put too much force into the
palm.
The palm, yeah, in that hypereminence.
Yeah.
And particularly the handlebars, which can crush it, which is basically the ulnar nerve, which can also supply branches to that digiti minimi in the hand, and you can get weakness, pins and needles, and things like that.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Great job.
Thanks.
Hold up.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.